Okay, let's dive in. If you've ever had to deal with an oversized permit in Texas, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. They're notorious.
Right. It's not a map. It feels more like you're reading a novel. I mean, we're talking 20, 30, sometimes 40 different routing points.
And the challenge is you have to decode that text perfectly. One mistake, and it's a serious violation.
So the source material we looked at points to a really interesting response to this problem.
It does. They're not trying to replace the human element. They're actually leaning into it, but combining it with modern tech.
Yeah.
And get this, they're promoting it with a $10 service fee.
Okay, hold on. A $10 fee. That's the first thing that jumps out at me. If these permits are so complex they need an expert, how can they possibly do it for 10 bucks?
That's the brilliant part. That $10 promo, it's not for every load. It's really targeted.
So there are limits.
Exactly. Strict limits. We're talking about the most routine loads. Your width has to be 10 feet or less. Height, 14 feet or less. Length, 80 feet or less. And this is key. It has to be legal weight, 80,000 pounds on 5 axles max.
Ah, so it's operational segmentation. They're streamlining the simple stuff.
You got it. That frees up their human experts to focus on the really nasty, complex routes that actually need that deep line-by-line review.
So let's talk about that, the human-crafted routing. Why can't a good algorithm, you know, just handle this by now?
Because an algorithm can create a route that's technically legal on paper, but is a complete nightmare for a driver in the real world.
Like what?
Well, one source mentioned an automated route that missed a really difficult transition between highways. Or worse, it tried to send a wide load down some side street because the map just said it was a through road.
Right. A human eye catches that. So what are the actual steps? What does that expert do?
It's really three main things. First, they read the permit. I mean, every single line. To find restrictions an algorithm might just ignore.
Like curfews or something?
Exactly. Or specific time windows. Second, they physically check the transitions on a map to make sure a truck can actually make the turn. And third, they build a clean, simple path from all that text. No more guesswork for the driver.
And that all comes down to driver confidence, right? Less stress on the road.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces the risk of making a wrong turn and getting a massive fine.
Okay, so the expert builds this perfect route. How do they get it into the driver's hands in a way that's actually useful in the cab?
That's where the tech piece comes back in. You get a couple of things. There's a Google Maps link, which is great for a quick visual.
Sure, dispatch can look at that.
Right, but the really powerful tool is the GPX file. You can download it directly.
And that file can be loaded into what, a Garmin, a Rand McNally?
Yep, or even the tablet-based ELDs. It gives you turn-by-turn directions that should perfectly match the permit. It helps the driver and pilot cars too.
But I saw a major caveat in the sources. They're very clear that drivers must always, always check the digital route against the official state permit text. I mean, that feels like you're doing the work twice. If the file is so good, why the double check?
That is such a critical point. Because at the end of the day, the permit PDF is the legal authority. Always. A digital map can be wrong.
How so?
A road might have a temporary closure that's not updated yet. Or the map data for a specific ramp might just be plain wrong. If your GPS tells you one thing and the permit says another, the permit wins. Every single time.
That's a great clarification. Let's shift to communication. How do they make sure the driver and the dispatcher are on the same page?
They use what they call simultaneous delivery. The moment the permit is ready, an email with everything, the official PDF, the simplified route, the map links, it all goes to both the driver and the dispatcher at the exact same time.
So no gaps in information.
None. And to back it all up, they have 247 AI support that's been trained specifically on Texas regulations.
So it's not just a generic chatbot.
No, not at all. You can ask it specific things like, what are the Dallas curfew hours? Or does the 10-wide load need an escort here? And you get an instant accurate answer. It cuts way down on playing phone tech.
So putting this all together for you, what we have is a hybrid model. It's affordable pricing on one end, super focused human expertise on the other, all tied together with high-tech tools like GPX files and AI support.
It's a really smart way to handle compliance. Which brings us to the final thought for you to consider. In a really regulated field like this, where the margins are so tight, does this kind of hybrid approach, you know, cheap service meets deep human review plus digital tools, does that ultimately set a new expectation for how things should work?